By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Chaotic and contentious are just some of the reactions to the first U.S. presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, Tuesday night between President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Trump repeatedly talked over Biden and the moderator during the debate. The result was chaotic, and both men frequently interrupted each other. During the back-and-forth exchange, Chris Wallace, the moderator, steered them toward discussing the Supreme Court vacancy and the economy and the coronavirus pandemic. Trump claimed, without evidence, that 2 million people have died or would have died if Biden were president. Biden criticized Trump for knowingly withholding the information on the consequences of the virus from the American people. Trump refused to commit to accepting the election results, saying he's concerned mail-in voting will lead to a fraudulent election. Biden urged voters to cast their ballots and not be intimidated by Trump's suggestion he might not accept a loss. Trump has been groundlessly casting doubt on the reliability of mail-in ballots and the elections in general. Trump said with no evidence that ballots are being sold, they're being dumped in rivers. The candidates have two more debates between one another before the November 3rd election, which they both agree may not be decided on that date. And a U.S. federal appeals court has upheld a ruling allowing Wisconsin absentee ballots in the November general election to be counted if they arrive up to 6 days after the election. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The number of people killed by coronavirus has surpassed 1 million, this according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. As the pandemic reached the grim milestone, the World Health Organization said the actual toll is probably higher. One official from the WHO said that. The coronavirus is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic battle between President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, that will play just out, that is, weeks before the November 3rd presidential vote. The process started Tuesday with Barrett, who would be Trump's third conservative appointee to the nation's highest court if confirmed, headed to Capitol Hill for a series of key meetings with Republican senators. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should be nominated by a successor to liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Most Americans share that perspective, according to national polls. Barrett currently serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit after being nominated by Trump and confirmed by the Senate back in 2017. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on NATO allies Greece and Turkey Tuesday to resume talks as soon as possible to settle an increasingly contentious maritime territorial dispute in the Mediterranean Sea. The two countries, which are at odds over multiple issues, have agreed to exploratory negotiations regarding an area in the eastern Mediterranean where their warships faced off last month. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday it would aggressively investigate newly released reports of alleged sexual exploitation and abuse against Congolese individuals perpetrated by the WHO's Ebola aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Most women who participated in the investigation said they were unaware of how to report instances of sexual exploitation or abuse. And Britain and Canada have imposed sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko, his son, and other top officials for allegedly rigging the country's presidential election and committing acts of violence against protesters. The sanctions are the first imposed by major Western powers against the Belarus government officials. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.